Well, 50 years ago this week, on the 16th of June 1971, a group of young Pacific Islanders in New Zealand called a meeting to form the Polynesian Panthers. Inspired, of course, by the Black Panthers in America, the Polynesian Panthers had chapters in all of New Zealand's main centres, and they were focused on fighting discrimination against Pacifica people, in particular, a government and police campaign targeting visa overstayers in Auckland. While most of the people overstaying temporary work visas were from the UK, Australia and South Africa, Pacific Islanders were disproportionately targeted for removal and arrest. Police used dawn raids on the homes of those suspected of overstaying, and they carried out identity checks and the like. The legacy of the Polynesian Panthers is evident today, with those infamous dawn raids now the subject of calls for an apology from the New Zealand government. Melani Anai was an original member of the Polynesian Panthers, and today she's an associate professor and senior lecturer in Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland. And she joins us on Sunday Extra this morning. Welcome, Melani.
Hello, Falava.
Great to have you. Your book, The Platform, The Radical Legacy of the Polynesian Panthers, begins by saying, "I know the exact moment that I realised the world was unjust, cruel and unforgiving." Can you tell us about that moment and how it led to you becoming a Polynesian Panther?
Well, that sentence refers to the year 1970, the worst year of my whole life. Mm. And in that year, I lost 7 members of my family, my brothers and sisters and their families, killed in a plane crash on a plane coming back to New Zealand from a Christmas holiday in Samoa. And later on that year, my mother, who died of cancer, and my grandmother, who died of a natural illness later on that year. So 1970 is a year that was really horrendous for me. Mm. And I found myself really struggling with life, reality, and everything that went with it as a young Samoan, New Zealand-born Samoan girl living in Ponsonby Greyland at the time.
And so, yeah, how did that sort of horrible experience sort of transform itself into the political activity of you not only joining the Polynesian Panthers, but I believe were you actually at the first meeting of the Panthers?
Yes, I was. Well, because of what had happened to me, I had become silent. I built walls around me. I couldn't cope really with what was happening. Mm. Was unreal to me, and I became really rebellious because at that time, growing up as a young Samoan girl in Auckland, the only world I knew was church, school, and family. That was it. And so when this thing happened, it just threw me, in limbo, and I felt really rebellious. And I actually was at a stage where I could have gone down a really dark path. But this meeting that I went to, it really, I think, saved my life in terms of giving me a hook that I could use to find my voice again and try and explain my world in terms of what had happened to me. Yeah.
Well, Melani, tempted as I am to ask you about some of those more wild days, I'll move on to asking about the Polynesian Panthers, of course, being inspired by the Black Panthers in America, and in particular, Bobby Seale's book, Seize the Time. Could you maybe chart out for us how the Polynesian Panthers were similar to the Black Panthers, but also the ways in which they were different and unique?
Yeah, well, to join the Panthers, we had to read Seize the Time by Bobby Seale. And I remember when I read that book, the resonances with what our Pacific communities were facing really were the same as what the African Americans were going through. So that kind of clicked with me. But of course, it was same but different because we had a different historical political context in terms of, you know, we weren't generations of slavers, slavery. Mm. We had a different historical context being colonised by New Zealand and other areas in the Pacific. So we knew that we weren't Black Panthers. So we called ourselves Polynesian Panthers because of that different context. We had a history of activism within our own Pacific histories. For example, the Mull movement in Samoa, who fought against the New Zealand administration. And so we came from a different position, but we definitely did not want to have violent reaction against racism. So our platform was annihilating racism through peaceful means, secondly, to celebrate our Pacific identities, and thirdly, to educate, to liberate.
Mm. On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Melani Anai, an original member of the Polynesian Panthers. Melani, I gather you were the Polynesian Panther who actually made direct contact with the Black Panthers in the US. How did that come about?
Well, I haven't told everyone how old we were at the time. We were only 16, 17.
Yes.
And our oldest member was a 19-year-old. So I was 17, first year at university, passed all my exams. So my dad offered a trip for me to go and see my auntie and uncle who lived in Los Angeles at the time. And when Will Ilolahia, who was our leader at the time, found out, he said, "Sister, your job is to make contact with the Black Panthers in America." Mm-hmm. I just about died. I was terrified. And so actually it spoiled my whole holiday. It was a pending thing that I had to do. So I waited till, I couldn't explain that to my auntie and uncle, you know, in America.
Yeah, I imagine they weren't exactly sort of keen to have you making contact with the Black Panthers while you were staying with them. Yeah,
that's right. And so I had to think this out. And so what I did, being the resourceful person I was, I looked them up in the phone book.
Old-fashioned Googling.
We didn't have mobile phones or anything in those days. It was just phone books and phones. So I rang up the headquarters and this really lovely lady spoke to me and I was trying to explain who I was and where I came from, and she would go, "Auckland, New Zealand, where's that?" And, you know, so it was that kind of conversation, trying to explain to her where New Zealand was, where Samoa was, what this chapter was doing. Well, I just told her we were in solidarity. The young group had formed in New Zealand and we were in solidarity with the Black Panthers movement to help their communities and help their people.
Well, there you go. And you left the message. And as we read, they got in touch, which was great. Let's move on, though, to the activity of the Polynesian Panthers, in particular the response to the Dawn Raids. Could you tell us what the Dawn Raids were and how the Polynesian Panthers reacted?
Well, when the Dawn Raids happened in 1974, we already had 3 years. We were in existence for 3 years, and all our community survival programs had been put in place. Homework centres, legal aid booklets, a whole lot of the Pig Patrol, police investigation group. Mm. We stopped the police from harassing our people, without just cause, and so. By the time the Dawn Raids came, where our people were being, it was terrorism, that they would be woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning with dogs barking and police surrounding the houses. And if there were any suspected overstayers, they were bundled into the police vans without even having a chance to get dressed. So they were in their night attire most of the time and just shoved into prison cells like that. It's terrible. And it has left a stigma of fear and distrust amongst the Polynesian communities today.
Yes.
So what the Panthers did was we jumped into action. We dawn raided the politicians' houses so that they could feel what it was like to be dawn raided.
And
so,
and I gather they didn't quite like that.
Well, no. Well, we didn't have any cars at the time. We were just, Polynesian teenagers. So our Palangi our New Zealander mates let us use their cars. So we drove up to the houses, got out a megaphone, shone lights on the house and said, "Mr. So-and-so, show us your passport." And then we'd say that, yell out a couple of times. And then when the lights came on and people started coming out, we would jump into the cars and take off. So, the point was being made.
Absolutely.
Our own Minister of Information, who was a Panther member, who was a university student, who would write our media statements because the media wasn't our friend and would be painting, horrible pictures of who we were not actually. Yeah. That was going on. So that's how we went some way in stopping the Dawn Raids.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a fascinating story. Unfortunately, time's got the better of us, Melani, but you can read all about the history of the Polynesian Panthers in Melani's book, The Platform, The Radical Legacy of the Polynesian Panthers. But Melani and I, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
It was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Great chatting with you as well. And Melanie Anai is Associate Professor and Senior Lecturer in Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland. And as we heard, the Polynesian Panthers are seeking an apology from the New Zealand government.